Anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Well, hello.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I was at the Others Way Festival.
Oh, yeah. Any highlights?
Yes. I really liked Troy Kingy. He was probably my favourite. And also Church and AP. They were good too.
Yeah, I went to both of them.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was really cute how Church and AP were like, last year we played this at like 6 p.m. and there was like 8 people.
Yep.
And also saying sorry to, one of them was saying sorry to their mum. They're like talking about having Sauvignon Blanc and stuff and being like, sorry, mum.
And then they were
my
like,
mom's right there.
Get vaccinated.
Yes.
Measles and all the rest of it. That was cool to see.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. Today, staying on the hip-hop theme, we're going to do an album by someone I think is very underrated, but very, very good, Mr. Yasin Bey, a.k.a. Mos Def.
Yes.
And we're looking at his debut. Yasin Bey. His debut album from 1999, Black on Both Sides, which is turning 20.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing, eh? Where does time go?
It's younger than me.
So let's look a bit about just where he began and the process of the album and all the rest of it. So he was born in 1973 in Brooklyn, and he was the eldest of 12 children.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Yeah.
That's cool.
But his music career began in 1994 as a member of a group called Urban Thermodynamics, and he also worked on projects by the likes of De La Soul and other people, so he was quite involved in the local hip-hop scene. And in 1998, he formed this group called Black Star with Talib Kweli, and they released a very critically acclaimed album called Mos Def and Talib Kweli Are Black Star, which is the only album that they've released together so far as Black Star. And that kind of got the attention of a lot of people and put him on the map as a very promising rapper. And after that, he decided to put the group on hold and focus on a solo career because expectations were growing that, oh, this guy's really talented, he should put out a solo record, which is pretty much what he did straight away, a year later, in fact. And he went to the studio and he brought with him a stellar cast of producers in the hip-hop world, including Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest, DJ Premier from Gangstar, and also a guy by the name of Diamond D. And they made this record. And the style of this album is very much anchored in that classic New York rap sound, lots of jazz influences, lots of soul influences. It's also quite conscious lyrically, it's quite social and political consciousness going on. And he was actually a part of this kind of changing of the guard, I guess. There were a lot more conscious rappers coming through at the turn of the century, people like Common and Talib Kweli as well, and also Mos Def. They were kind of, you know, developing this conscious rap kind of thing, which had always been around, obviously, but there were a lot more people that were coming through and really pushing, you know, messages in their music and that kind of thing. And that's pretty much what he decided to do on this record. And sound-wise, it was a continuation from what he was doing with Black Star, which is where it all began. And he really set himself apart, I think, from a lot of the other rap that was going on at the time, you know, people like Jay-Z and Eminem, 50 Cent, by zoning in on that sort of conscious rap style. So let's start with this track called Miss Fat Booty.
Yes.
And it's called, sorry, it's called Miss Fat Booty. I called it My Fat Booty when we were starting. Track four. It's track four, and it's the debut single, and it was produced by this guy called Ayatollah, and it features a very prominent sample, you'll recognise it instantly, of Aretha Franklin's One Step Ahead, which is pretty much the central element of the song. Whenever you hear that, you know instantly it's Miss Fat Booty, it's Mos Def. And Pitchfork voted it the 144th best track of the 90s, so there you go. Big props there for this track.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like catching big things, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip, the six range. Had seen her on the app, spotted her more than once. eyes so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance, and that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone your frame up, a sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica, she sipping Chris straight up, shaking while in the waist up. Scene two. From fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand, big things is in the plans. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move ahead. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herd. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, reserved for crew especially, and honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically, cause baby girl got all the right weaponry, designer fabric, shoes and accessories, chinky eyes, sweet voice, f***ing with me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro, even though I know the steelo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me, dance with me?
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on then, let's go. This is mad. This is so sick. I said, yo, honey was so blazing. She was just, what? Yo, she looked like Jane Kennedy, word one. To my mama, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right, I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer song finished. And she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene three.
Weeks of dating, late night conversation. In the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs, like, if I don't, she want me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles, all my other plans got canceled, man, I smash it like an Idaho potato, she called me at my J.O., come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms with shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. It's on Harrison, full frantic. My number one's an answer by my fly Taurus Enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass Asian playing. Lay it down and lick me up. What?
What?
Yeah.
Yay. That was the first installment of our anniversary album.
It's a classic.
Miss Fat Booty.
Damn right. We're going to keep this train rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And the next track we're going to play is called Know That. It's track number 11, and it's another track produced by this guy, Ayatollah. And this one features Mos Def's old Black Star partner, Talib Kweli, on guest vocals. And it also samples a very famous Dionne Warwick recording by Burt Bacharach called Anybody Who Had a Heart. You'll know that one.
Hey, man. I strike the empire back. I strike the empire back. Fuck the empire. High flying like the Millennium Falcon. Pilot to my hand solo. I never roll for dolo. Front of no means a no no. Understand? Doing this for my family. Make a dollar out of what makes sense. Add it up so my daddy, I'll be a rich man. You never know when your fate gon' switch hand. Get today's solid ground out of yesterday's quicksand.
I was a young boy
who dreamt about being a big man. On small loose leaf sheets, I sketched the big plan. Gotta handle business properly, boost up my economy. Store it up and get my mom some waterfront property. Yesterday was not for me, but nowadays it's not for me. The streets is watching me, I watch back, that's the policy. Move along my odyssey like blood through the artery. Navigate the treacherous and make it seem effortless. To those who make the exodus, seeking the north beacon. From beating and hog eating, from punishment all season. From hands cracked and clean. Cotton thorns in your palms, it's for y'all that have sketched these songs. And it goes, gaze or we'll walk through the valley of the shadow. I've been no man because faith is the arrow. My vocal cord travel worldwide to block narrow. We can blow with the ammo, we'll go mano a mano. Quietly, is you with me?
What up, what up?
Let's make it happen. I burn through your argument with action. My
Cleveland, to California,
from the coldest
to the warmest,
to the borders,
across the waters.
Understand?
Yeah,
we
yeah.
got love
yeah.
in the place.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the queens,
all the seeds,
to all the teams,
just getting cream,
from out line
to end scenes.
Make it happen.
Do your thing.
Understand?
MC in the atmosphere,
yeah, yeah,
so controller. We roam the frontier like a buffalo soldier. I follow the code of honor like a real man gunner. Never disrespect my women cause I love my mama. These cats be giving us praise but it ain't that accurate. I give it up to God. All that love and attachment get scary. Well prepared with the shears when I get hairy. Like how these niggas is looking like some fairies and singing like canaries to the beat. And anybody who will listen to them clearly, y'all don't hear me though. Even when I'm coming through in stereo, you make a memory of what I represent properly. Yo, why you starting me? I take that shit straight to the artery. Intellectual property, I got the title and the deed. I paid for it with the tears and sweat and what I bleed. These things imitate the way we walk, the way we talk. You can't spit lyrical walk with no spiritual thought. Plus your flow a little bit off, you come across soft. Back in the days, niggas like that on stage got tossed off. Niggas get crossed off the guest list. It's like you gotta be disrespected and thrown out the exit to get the message. Sometimes your sunshine gets snatched like a necklace. When you get too drunk on power and your drive get reckless. Check it, MC's in my face after I slug you, then I hug you. If I got a debt, you know it's only cause I love you.
East, west,
from south to northern,
from the richest
to the poorest,
to the elders
in their coffins,
living native,
dying for it.
Understand?
Yeah, yeah.
We got love in the place. Shout out from up top
to the middle,
to black bottom.
Sky high.
Whether you colder than December or hotter than July, it don't stop till we complete this. Keep this fly. It's so much to life for you. Just stay black.
That was No Dash by Mos Def, our anniversary album of this week. Yes, the 1st of September. I'm here with Sam Smith.
Hi.
And yeah, we're going to be concluding with the reception and also a couple of songs from the album after this.
Bon Iver's new album, I is out now. 12 years after their breakthrough debut for Emma Forever Ago, I delivers the band's most expansive, joyful, and generous music yet. Featuring contributions from the likes of James Blake, Bruce Hornsby, and Moses Sumney.
For only take a stand and take it where you are.
Bon Iver, I, out now wherever fine music is sold.
I won't mind you though, we heard that story before.
Iconic high street boutique Storm is moving to a new location and they're having a relocation sale to celebrate. From now to September 15th, Storm's high street store will be packed with samples, seconds, end of line and end of season stock, all at discount prices. Don't miss this chance to land unique designer garments at a sale price. Don't wait, get in while stocks last. The Storm relocation sale, 23 High Street, on now to September 15th.
OMG! WTF was that?
Sorry. I'm just practicing my axe throwing.
What? What?
For the MOTAT, baby.
Want to meet the puppet?
Unusual, unexpected, unconventional, a little bit dark and freaky. WTF is happening at MOTAT.
With axe throwing, dodgy ropes, twisted shadows, the puppet.
I don't even know what these things are, but I'm incredibly intrigued. WTF at MOTAT, Saturday, September 7th, R18. Tickets from motat.org.nz.
Do you know why I stopped you, mate?
Oh, I'm driving a pretty sketchy skyline.
No, turn your engine off, please.
My West is best bumper sticker?
No, it's all the bloody books. They're screwing your windows, mate. It's a frankly dangerous amount of literature. Put your phone away.
Going West Writers Festival is bringing together New Zealand's greatest authors, poets, playwrights and musicians for a whole plethora of events. There's something for everyone and a bunch of it's free, so get involved. Going West Writers Festival, September 6th to the 15th. Go to goingwestfest.co.nz.
but I'm not on the job.
Yes, I am. The rhythm select champion. Every Monday night from 9 till 11, Dubbed and Guest Selectors playing the full range of ghetto sound. Yeah, man. From rocksteady to roots reggae, beatbox sound to hip hop, dub style, true to the latest dancehall vibes. Yeah, man. The rhythm selection. Boy, the rhythm selection. Why? The rhythm selection. Boy. And 95 FM, Dubbed and Guest Selectors, the rhythm selection.
Kia ora everyone, you're tuning in to 95BFM. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and I'm here with Sam Smith doing anniversary albums.
Morena.
Tell the listeners what the album is.
Mos Def, Black on Both Sides.
It's 20 years old.
It is, out of those 10 years.
Yes, and so we're going to look at the reception.
Yes, so
album.
It was a bit of a modest success. Reached number 25 in the States and number 56 in the UK. But it received universal acclaim from critics. So they were very impressed with how it merged the old and new schools of rap. While Mos Def's ability on the mic and his flow also received positive attention. And with that acclaim, he was now seen very much as one of the new rising stars in hip-hop at the turn of the century. And this album, it continues to be seen as one of the best rap albums of the early 2000s period. Since then, he's gone on to release three more albums and has collaborated with so many people.
Mm.
He's a very in-demand vocalist for other people. In recent times, he's worked with Kanye West, with Freddie Gibbs.
Yes.
He's also worked with Gorillaz over the years as well. He's also dabbled in acting. He's quite a talented man.
Yeah.
And he's also very much a humanitarian and a political activist.
And he was in that video with Alicia Keys?
He was, yes. And in 2011, he...
It's very hot in it. He's very,
very
beautiful
so.
Man.
He is. And he changed his name officially in 2011.
Mm.
He's now known as Yasin Bey,
mm-hmm.
which is also the name he records and performs under.
Mm.
And although in 2016 he announced he was retiring from music, apparently.
Right.
It's big news. But apparently he's working on new music and he's working on a new Black Star album.
Okay.
The first in 21 years. So, yeah, he's got back with Talib Kweli, apparently, and they might have something on the way soon. So... check out that could be pretty cool.
That's a very happy story to
it
me.
It is,
and
yes.
I hope it's true.
I hope so too, because he's a very talented guy, and I sometimes think he doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Aww.
Yeah, and when you hear those best of, you know, hip hop rappers list, best MCs, where's Mos Def, man? He should be right up there.
Mm.
Yeah, but on that note, we're going to finish with track number 14. This is called Habitat.
Oh, actually,
hello.
I just wanted to tell you that there was a listener who texted in
mm-hmm.
and said, if he doesn't play Umi Says, I'm going to cry.
Aww.
And when you're introducing Habitat, it's actually, I'm going to play Umi Says after it.
There
as a back-to-back thing.
Well, there you go.
Just to be nice.
Yeah. Because we're that kind of person.
People, I don't want you to cry.
No,
I want you
not
to
on a
laugh.
Monday morning. We want your week starting off on a positive note.
I want you to be like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. But this track, it features a lot of prominent samples, actually. KRS-One, Marley Marl, and Big Daddy Kane, and Ronnie Hudson as well.
Mm.
And this was also produced by a man called DJ Etch-A-Sketch, which is a really cool name for a DJ, incidentally.
Cool. Well, thank you much for coming in, Sam.
My
and
pleasure.
And I'll see you next week.
Yes, you will. Bye.
And I think of home, I think of a place where there's a place. We all got to have
a place where someone lives, a residence. There's the physical structure within which one lives, such as a house, a dwelling place, with a social unit that occupies it, a household, an environment offering security and happiness, a valued place. Where something is discovered, so founded, developed, or promoted, a source, a headquarters, a home base, and all correlated to a team's place of origin, on or into the point from which something is directed, to the center or the heart.
In the street around some real wild brothers with more than one name and more than one baby mother, more than one case, been on more than one run, got more than one enemy and more than one gun. One want none, all that's left to want is more. Why them cats who's less privileged is just more raw, less space cause the project laced with more floors, less sleep cause the nights ain't peace, is more war. The cannons
draw like thirsty rainy season thunderclaps on the block where your old pop played a number at to the spot with the red top means it's huddled at to the crib where the little kids spend their summer trapped with the jungle cats. Lions and tigers, leopards and cheetahs, for gazelles you get chased like a zebra, they blaze cheaper cheaper and dominate the weaker on the street. Hungry bellies only love what they eat and it's hard to compete when they smiling with your heart and they teeth and the odds is stacked high beyond and beneath. Son, I've been plenty places in my life and time, and regardless what home is, son, home is mine.
We all got to have some place that we come from. This place where we come from is called home.
So many places I go.
We set out on our travels. We do the best we can. We travel this big earth and we roam.
Yes.
We all got to have some place that we come from.
Some people live in
Atlanta.
Some people got to live
Chicago.
And some people do live
Miami.
And all my people that live
California.
And other people got to live
London.
And everybody got to live in the whole big world. Together, just you and me. When I think of home, my remembrance of my beginning. Laundromat helping Marduk fold the bed linen. Chilling from my building with my brother and them. Spending nights in Bushwick with my cousins and them. Wild style and beach street, federal relief slowly melting in the morning grits we used to eat.
Right.
Sticking to your teeth and teeth is hard to keep with every flavor. Now or later, only a dime a piece. Old timers on the bench playing cards and things. Right. Telling tears about they used to be involved in right things. Here. Start the drinking, talking loud, cussing up and showing out. Get the phone, call the cops, pick them up, move them out. And it's all too common to start wildin'. I'm a pirate on the island, seeking treasure on the silence, and it's hard to find. Block parties and dark lobbies. Funeral homes packed with only dark bodies. I can't sleep, Harley, stirred up like Wall Marley. Marley Mall, played the symphony, memory recalls. So I've been to many places in my space and time. And whatever my home is, son, home is mine.
We all got to have some place that we come from. This place that we come from is called home.
So many places I go.
Morning Glory. As promised, here's Umi Says, just to round off the anniversary albums for Sam Smith.
I don't want to write this down. I don't want to tell you how I feel right now. I don't want to take no time to write this down. I don't want to tell you how I feel right now. Hey. Tomorrow may never come. For you or me, life is not promised. Tomorrow may never show up. For you and me, this life is not promised. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I had. Put my heart and soul into the song.
Yes, yes.
I hope you feel me from where I am to wherever you are. I mean that sincerely. Tomorrow may never come. For you and me, life is not promised. Tomorrow may never appear. You better hold this very moment.
Sometimes I just want a quiet life, me and my babies, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get into no ball. Sometimes I don't want to be a soldier. Sometimes I just want to be a man. But who me says shine your light on the world? Shine your light.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.